The following story was written and recorded by Cindy Buxton, a longtime Haines resident and retired geologist.
As I sit here looking out the windows of Tugga Hut, I wonder how the view might have looked in the distant past. As a geologist, that's how my brain entertains itself. The changes have been so dramatic that it's hard to comprehend. We humans tend to assume that the mountains were always mountains, the valleys were always valleys, and the rivers and oceans were always where they are now. But that is not the case at all, especially in a place like Alaska that has a very complex and dynamic geologic history. Geologists piece together the geologic history of an area from information gathered from rocks, fossils, and landforms. However, lots of the clues have been destroyed through time, or are still buried deep in the earth, or have just not been found and studied yet. This means that geologists need to extrapolate and interpolate from the clues, and often have to use a touch of educated imagination to piece together the geologic stories. It's a bit like putting together a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle, but with only 50 pieces and no picture on a box. But because geologists have practice at this, they can generally get a good idea of what the picture looks like, even if some of the details are missing or inaccurate. Keep this in mind as I tell you how I think the landscape would have looked out the window through time, of course, assuming that there had been a window. The oldest rocks in the Haines area are more than 400 million years old, but we don't have enough information to make good guesses about what the view would have looked like back then. So let's skip ahead to 100 to 125 million years ago. Some of the rocks on Chili Ridge formed in roughly that time frame from the cooling of molten magma in magma chambers miles and miles below the surface of the Earth. On the surface above those magma chambers, you might have seen volcanoes that look like the ones that form the Cascade Mountains in Washington and Oregon. You might also have seen some cooled lava flows, and if you were lucky, you might have seen an explosive eruption like Mount St. Helens. There's nothing left of those volcanoes now, as all the miles of rock above those magma chambers has been completely eroded away. Plate tectonic processes pushed the land up at the same time that the resulting mountains were being eroded until the cooled magma chambers were exposed on the surface. It's a bit hard to comprehend. Another difference in the view is that the Chilkat Mountains across the valley were not where they are in front of you now. Instead, all that you would have seen in the distance is ocean, perhaps with an island or two. Let's jump ahead now to 75 million years ago. Instead of that ocean in the distance, you would have seen the Chilkat Mountains. You may be wondering how this happened. It's a very complicated story involving plate tectonics and something called accreted terrains. Basically, the Chilkat Mountains slid along the Denali Fault, a fault like the San Andreas Fault, starting from about where California is now, until they reached here in Alaska. The Denali Fault lies in the middle of the Chilkat Valley, and luckily is not as active as it was tens of millions of years ago. To learn more about this part of the story, you can visit the audio library at the Jones Point Pavilion. Now let's jump ahead to 20,000 years ago. If you had been sitting here at this location, everything in your view would have been white. You would have been inside or just at the top of a glacier and slowly moving towards Juneau. At that time, the glacier was at its peak size and height. If you had been at the top of the ice and you had looked around, all you would have seen would have been the jagged tops of the very highest mountains. It would have looked a lot like the ice fields in Glacier Bay or those behind Juneau. The glacier started to rapidly melt about 18,000 years ago. At 15,000 years ago, the top of the ice in the valley below Tugga Hut might have been about 1,000 feet in elevation, but that's just a guess. Glacial erosion formed the very steep-sided valley that you see now. The slopes would have had a lot of loose gravel, and landslides would have been common. Soil takes a while to develop, so the vegetation would have looked different than it does now. Lots of things were happening between about 14,000 and 10,000 years ago, and the valley especially would have changed dramatically. At times, from the hut location, you might have looked down towards the valley and seen a fjord. The land where the parking lot is now would have been under saltwater. At other times, you would have seen a river that looked somewhat like what the Chilkat River looks like now. In that time frame, sea level was rising dramatically due to all the melting of the glaciers worldwide. In the last 20,000 years, global sea level has risen 360 feet, and most of that was between 14,000 and 6,000 years ago. At that same time, Chilkat Valley was filling up with sediment. Some of it dropped out of the glacier as it melted, and some washed in from streams carrying massive amounts of sand, silt, and mud from up the valley. There's now 750 feet of sand and silt and gravel lying on top of the deepest surface that the glacier carved out in the middle of the valley. The river valley continues to accumulate more sand and silt and gravel each year. Something called glacial rebound was also happening. When the landscape was covered with ice, the extra weight caused the crust to compress into the squishy mantle. When the ice melted, the mantle and crust started to rebound or rise up hundreds of feet over thousands of years. It's sort of like how a memory foam mattress lifts up after you get off of it, except slower. So global sea level was rising at the same time that the crust was rebounding, and at the same time that the river valley elevation was rising from all the sediment being washed in. That makes it very complicated and confusing trying to determine what the valley looked like in any given time in that time range. Thankfully, Haines resident John Norton discovered seashell fossils that he found in clay layers several places along the Haines Highway, including some not too far from the bottom of the 7 Mile Saddle Trail. Working with state researchers, those shells were tested with carbon-14 dating methods to tell us definitively that the valley you see just below Tugahut had salt water in it from at least about 13,000 to 12,500 years ago. It might not have been until about 10,000 years ago that what you could see from here in terms of landforms and shorelines would have been recognizable to you. There continue to be geologic processes that are changing the landscape in dramatic ways. I wonder if we'd be able to recognize this place 10 million years from now, or even 10,000 years from now. Well, I hope I've given you something fun to ponder while you hang out in this lovely hut. Thanks for listening.